Welcome to your five for the day. Chatting with a friend the other day, I mentioned the phrase snowflake generation, a phrase he had never heard of. Apparently, it's meant to represent our younger generation, who seem to be so delicate that nothing that is likely to upset or inconvenience them must come their way. They are represented as being of such delicate disposition that nothing must be allowed to offend them or disturb their equilibrium, either mental or physical. A while ago, I learned some fascinating facts about the real snowflake, which is lovely to look at, but which, when combined with millions of others, causes so much inconvenience and sometimes considerable damage. Apparently, although there are incalculable numbers of snowflakes, no one snowflake is identical with another. Each one is different from the other. Each one is unique. Years ago in America, a young lad was so fascinated with snowflakes that it sparked off a lifelong study of them, and that, with all his education and research qualifications, was the conclusion that he and the world of science reached. Secondly, although each snowflake is unique, each has basically the same six-sided structure. This means that the shape is always broadly the same, though the detail of each remains a one-off. The third piece of information I learned was that each snowflake is built up around a speck of dust in the atmosphere. This means that although practically all of the snowflake is a beautiful, often transparent white, at its heart is this dirty, offensive speck of dust. Finally, when huge amounts of snowflakes fall, they build up a seemingly immovable, permanent barrier that will last forever. Yet you and I know that when the temperature changes, it won't be long before it completely vanishes, never to be seen again. As I pondered these facts about the snowflake, I couldn't help but draw some parabolic lessons from it with regard to the human race. It is a fact that the Earth is inhabited by billions of people, but no two are identical. Even so-called identical twins have different DNAs, as well as fingerprints, and sometimes dispositions. That being said, each person is of basically the same design, with two of the most important things, but just one heart that usually pumps away for the life of the owner. Also, each human being, no matter how attractive and respectable on the outside, has the problem of sin lurking at the very center, the very heart of our makeup. No matter how adorable newborns are, it's not very long before we have to correct them and guide them in the right direction, when they find it much easier to get up to all kinds of mischief. This case follows us through life, in things we say, do, and think. The Bible calls this problem sin. Like the snowflake, no matter how healthy, robust, and fit we may be, we are only here for a time and then are gone. The Bible says our life is like a vapor, which appears for a little while, then vanishes away. All the foregoing, whether speaking of the snowflake or of human beings, magnifies to me the God of creation whom Christians believe in, worship, and follow. It magnifies the gift into this world of his Son, Jesus Christ, who came in order that our sin might be forgiven, so that when we trust him as our Saviour, we are right for this life and for the life to come in heaven. So my message for you today is, don't conform to the crowd, be different, and become a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, as always, for your company.